It's been a massive week for tourism, so a bit of a weekly news wrap that we like to do here on The King Review. I've got none other than 4CA journo Emily Teeny in the studio. Emily, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Very good. Thanks for being here. Now, it's been talked about for a long time. I had Prime Minister Scott Morrison on The King Review last week where he foreshadowed. I want to claim a bit of a national scoop here, Emily. He foreshadowed what they were going to do, what the feds were going to do for tourism. So much concern about what will happen to Cairns and employees in tourism once JobKeeper ends. A big announcement yesterday. Tell us about it. But also, I'm interested in the reaction to that announcement.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reaction was positive, and the announcement this week was $1.2 billion to replace the JobKeeper support program. So it's just fantastic for the region, and you know, the region has been waiting a long time now to find out the future.
Absolutely, and I pressed PM ScoMo on this, is that you're leaving it a bit late, aren't you? And I think we had a lot of pollies in Cairns this week.
That's right, yeah, and he did leave it a bit late. I heard the interview and he wasn't going to say anything, and they left it to the last minute. We had the treasurer in town on Monday and he would not give anything away. Everyone were on the edge of their seat. They weren't sure what was going to happen.
Well, it's good. Well, it's good to see, and I think this 800,000 tickets, or half cheap tickets that they're the issue, and I think it does tie in a little bit with the state government announced that $200 travel voucher recently. So hopefully, all together, all combined, there's some good news. Anything else for tourism?
Yeah, definitely. From the state government, they've announced that they'll help the school kids get out and see the Great Barrier Reef. So every school student will be eligible for a $150 voucher to go and explore the Great Barrier Reef, which is great for tourism, the operators, but more importantly, for the future generation learning about the reef as well.
All right, so there's a few things happening for tourism, but interesting to see. It's still a long road ahead, particularly with those international borders. I mean, you know, Qantas, Alan Joyce talking about looking at October, but who knows where that will be. So it's a long road ahead for tourism, but it's great to see this week some of those announcements that you've just covered. Something a little bit lighter, Emily.
So, yeah, if you're looking for some fun this weekend, there's a fantastic hair and fashion show on from the hairdresser Tukunai, and there's still tickets available if you want to go and check out the latest talent and see what Cairns has to offer.
All right. Do you think I need to go and attend a fashion hairdresser show, Emily?
It never hurts, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, that was very diplomatic. That was very diplomatic of you. Fantastic, Emily Teeny, 4CA journo. Thanks for being in studio.
Great. Thank you.